now off 68 points. From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, which monitors safe driving habits to determine a personalized rate. At Progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Imagination Movers, the children's music group as seen on Disney Plus, on Saturday, 2 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. Beginning with the Boston Baroque Ensemble, led by Martin Perlman, with a little dash of music from Water Music Suite No. 1, Hornpipe, from George Friedrich Handel's first suite of Water Music on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson, happy to have you along on a Thursday afternoon as classical music continues on. Some Mozart this noon hour, when we have a neat little sonata for cello and bassoon. Not to mention a violin concerto, one written by the son of Richard Wagner, Siegfried Wagner's violin concerto. That's a bit later, with the Rhineland Philharmonic Orchestra. Conductor Naimé Järvi here to lead the Scottish National Orchestra, with a bit of a ghostly offering next in the form of a symphonic poem by Antonín Dvořák, one of his later works, from 1896. And this one bases itself on a figure from Slavic mythology, known as Lady Midday, said to carry off misbehaving children at the stroke of noon. We'll listen to The Noon Witch on Kansas Public Radio. A symphonic poem by Antonín Dvořák from 1896, based on a ghostly figure from Slavic mythology known as Lady Midday. We heard The Noon Witch in our noon hour of classical music on Kansas Public Radio. The Scottish National Orchestra in that recording, led by Naimé Järvi. It is 12:22 and still to come in about 10 minutes' time. The Rhineland Philharmonic Orchestra and Siegfried Wagner's Violin Concerto. That's still to come on a Thursday afternoon. Support for classical music comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting the annual Tribute to Veterans Gala on Sunday, November 9th. Open to the public. Reservations required. Details and registration at doleinstitute.org. And the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu. Next, we have a little something for you from Mozart, who, in all of his many great works, seemed to have written precious little for the cello, but I did find this sonata for bassoon and cello in B major. We'll hear it played by bassoonist Klaus Thunemann and cellist Stephen Orton on Kansas Public Radio. From Mozart, a sonata for bassoon and cello in B major. Bassoonist Klaus Thunemann, along with cellist Stephen Orton, in the performance on Kansas Public Radio. 12:33 now, and news from NPR at the top of the hour. Speaking of the cello, we have Classics Live this evening at 7 p.m., and KPR recorded a rare concert featuring Professor Emeritus of Cello from KU, Ed Laut, who came to KU in 1977. Piano and cello masterpieces by Schumann, Debussy, and Frank Bridge tonight. Join us for this excellent Classics Live program featuring Ed Laut. That is tonight at 7 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music on KPR comes from 1715 Restaurant at 715 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 3 p.m. till late. More at 715mass.com. Next on KPR is music of the son of Wagner, that is to say, Siegfried Wagner, the son of Richard and Cosima Wagner. He was Richard Wagner's son as well as the grandson of Franz Liszt, who followed his family in the tradition of music. He wrote this, a violin concerto, in 1915. Conductor Werner Andreas Albert and the Rhineland State Philharmonic, along with violinist Ulf Hulscher, Siegfried Wagner's Violin Concerto, next on KPR. Composed in 1915, the Violin Concerto from the son of Wagner, Siegfried Wagner's Violin Concerto, as played by the Rhineland State Philharmonic. Conductor Werner Andreas Albert and the violin played by Ulf Hulscher on Kansas Public Radio. It's almost 1 p.m., and in just a moment we'll bring you news from NPR, followed by the next hour of classical music, where we'll find a cello romance by Richard Strauss and one of the piano quartets of Felix Mendelssohn. Hope you can stay with us on a Thursday afternoon. More wonderful classical music just around the corner.
Next time on The Middle. Join me Thursday night at 8 on KPR2.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CRN Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Single digits.
That's Bridget Bergen reporting. It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with its Name Your Price tool, a way to see coverage options based on a driver's budget. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. That's from English composer Ernest Tomlinson and a tune of his discovered while working at KPR and one of great beauty. It's called the Gaelic Lullaby. And in that recording, we heard Tomlinson lead the Slovak Radio Symphony Orchestra. And this is Kansas Public Radio. More classical music in store for you on a Thursday afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson, and coming up, the players of Domus and Felix Mendelssohn's second piano quartet. We'll follow that up with the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra, with one of Respighi's suites of ancient airs and dances, all just ahead. Support for classical music on KPR comes from KJHK, celebrating their 50th birthday with a local music festival in Lawrence. Lawrence bands from across the decades will perform at 7 venues tomorrow and Saturday. Tickets at Granada.com. Onward with the Gewandhaus Orchestra of Leipzig and conductor Kurt Mazur and cellist Heinrich Schiff, with an early piece by Richard Strauss, a cello romance in F major, next on KPR. Romance in F major for cello and orchestra, early music from Richard Strauss. Cellist Heinrich Schiff with the Gewandhaus Orchestra of Leipzig, conducted by Kurt Mazur, today on Kansas Public Radio. About 19 minutes into our 1 p.m. hour of the classics, the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra joining us in the second half with Suite Number 1 of Ancient Airs and Dances by Ottorino Respighi. Support for classical music on KPR comes from KU Theater and Dance, teaching Jayhawk Theater majors since 1923 and working to secure the next 100 years through its Centennial Production Fund. More at kuendowment.org/Centennial Fund. At the KU campus at the moment, 81 degrees. On our way to a high of 83, sky's sunny, and tonight partly cloudy, a low of 63. Some rain could be in the forecast for this weekend. Looks like we have a 30% chance of showers for tomorrow. High of 82, and showers and thunderstorms possible. A likelihood for Friday evening and overnight, 70% chance of showers then, and a low of 59. Time now for Felix Mendelssohn's chamber music. Like Mozart, Mendelssohn was a young child prodigy, and at the age of 8, his family had acquired for him his first musical tutor, a fellow by the name of Carl Friedrich Zelter. It would be to Mr. Zelter that Mendelssohn dedicated the following piece of chamber music, which was written just a few years later, Piano Quartet, No. 2 in F minor. We'll hear it played by the members of Domus on Kansas Public Radio. Felix Mendelssohn wrote that one at age 14. His second Piano Quartet in F minor, performed today by the ensemble Domus on Kansas Public Radio, where it is 1:43, and at the top of the hour, NPR News. Classical music continues until 3 p.m. At that time, we'll have All Things Considered from NPR News for you. Later on tonight at 7 p.m., it's Thursday, and that means Classics Live at 7 p.m. tonight, with a rare concert recording featuring KU's Professor Emeritus of Cello, Ed Laut. Hear his performance tonight during Classics Live at 7 p.m., and then Tango Thursday with Destiny. That'll be from 8 to 9. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Senior archivist Sarah Gard moderates Why the Armenian Genocide Still Matters with Alice Kelikian and Michael Bobilian, October 21st at 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. We're joined now by the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra, led by Sir Neville Mariner. From composer Ottorino Respighi, who, as we've mentioned before, had a keen interest in all things Italian, including Italy's musical past, explored in a range of orchestral suites, such as his Roman trilogies, as well as his trio of suites that were based on Italian Renaissance and Baroque lute pieces, his suites of ancient airs and dances, the first of which we have next with the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. Suite number 1 of Ancient Airs and Dances by Ottorino Respighi, performed by the Los Angeles Chamber Orchestra, led by Sir Neville Mariner on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2 p.m. and about time for NPR News. Join us in the next hour for Joaquin Rodrigo's Concierto Serenata for harp and orchestra, and a good deal more still to come.
Get caught up every weekday.
Morning edition every weekday for you from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for news comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers, more than 35 years of custom design handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com. This is KPR.
It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Subaru. Subaru has donated more than $70 million to support the adoption, rescue, transport, and health of over 700,000 animals. Learn more at Subaru.com/pets. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. That's from Beatrix Smetana, the overture to a comedic opera of his called Uldrich and Bozena. The Czechoslovak State Philharmonic, led by Robert Stankovsky. On Kansas Public Radio, getting things started. In our 2 p.m. hour of the classics on a Thursday afternoon, I'm Jeff Watson. The Ulster Orchestra has a performance later of Hamilton Hardy's Variations on a Dublin Air for violin and orchestra, and a bit of music for recorder of the Baroque time, Camerata Cologne as a Scarlatti Sonata, all just ahead. Thanks for being with us today on KPR. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Information at AIRefugeesLawrence.org. Next, we have music of the great Spanish composer Joaquin Rodrigo and something that he whipped up back in the day for harpist Nicanor Zabaleta back in 1952. Next, we'll enjoy the Concierto Serenata, played by the Royal Philharmonic, conducted by Enrique Baptiste and harpist Nancy Allen on Kansas Public Radio. Music by Spanish composer Joaquin Rodrigo, the Concierto Serenata, for harp and orchestra, written back in 1952. At that time, for the harpist Nicanor Zabaleta. Today we heard harpist Nancy Allen and the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Enrique Batiz. And it's about 2:33. And still to come, the Ulster Orchestra, with Variations on a Dublin Air, by Hamilton Hardy for violin and orchestra, and All Things Considered ahead at 3 p.m. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. And KU Spencer Museum of Art, featuring ancient to contemporary art from around the world, open to the public Tuesday through Sunday, and offering parking validation. Exhibition and event information at spencerart.ku.edu. Next on KPR, we'll slip back into the Baroque time with the members of Camerata Cologne playing us a sonata for recorder in G minor. This from Alessandro Scarlatti on Kansas Public Radio. A sonata for recorder in G minor, work of composer Alessandro Scarlatti, performed by members of Camerata Cologne on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 2:40, 20 minutes to go until All Things Considered from NPR News at 3 p.m. At tonight, at 7 p.m., it's Classics Live tonight with a rare recording of Professor Emeritus of Cello from KU, Ed Laut, who came to KU in 1977, Piano and Cello Masterpieces by Schumann, Debussy, and Frank Bridge, with Ed Laut during Classics Live. That's tonight at 7 p.m. From 8 to 9, Tango Thursday with Destiny, your host from 8 to 9. Tonight, fun with Aaron Copland and the sweet Billy the Kid, along with some music that premiered on this day in 1938. Destiny has the classics from 8 to 9 tonight. Next on KPR's The Ulster Orchestra, Bryden Thompson conducting, and the violin player Rafe Holmes. We have something now from Irish composer Hamilton Hardy, a little violin and orchestral suite that takes us on a series of ingenious transformations from a lively jig to a demure salon waltz and to, finally, a graciously lyrical pas de deux. They call this the Variations on a Dublin Air, next on Kansas Public Radio. That recording of the Ulster Orchestra, conducted by Bryden Thompson, along with violinist Rafe Holmes, in Variations on a Dublin Air, by Irish composer Hamilton Hardy, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is now just about 3 p.m., and up ahead is All Things Considered from NPR News. That's right, that's about it for an afternoon of classical music on a Thursday afternoon. More classical music is on the way this evening, beginning with Classics Live at 7. Tonight featuring KU Professor Emeritus of Cello Ed Laut, and Tango Thursday with Destiny, that's from 8 to 9. I'm Jeff Watson, and as always, thanks for joining me for Classics in the Afternoon, and we'll visit again, hopefully, noon tomorrow. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH, HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV, HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. As well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for All Things Considered comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Dole Fellow Joni Wickham moderates journalism and civic engagement with Fox 4's John Holt and journalist Mary Sanchez, October 22nd at 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. And Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area, and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE. It's 3 o'clock.